You see what I mean, sir?
Said the contralto, when the last shot seemed to have come and gone.
They got nothing to do with us. Just local trouble.
Luck for them,
said the youngest of the three from beside her. He gripped the butt of his blazer menacingly. The contralto eyed him with amused disgust.
Meinhof, you ever see what a little bitty piece of lead does to people with complexions like yours?
He looked embarrassed, but not enough.
No, ma'am.
Don't laugh at rifles. Up to 500 meters, they're every bit as good as blazers.
Yes, ma'am.
And you?
She prompted the third security, another woman. The other woman jumped to attentiveness.
Yes, ma'am,
she said. She thought a moment.
Only,
the contralto sighed.
Only what, Bader? Well, ma'am, you don't think we really need to take a bunch of pot-shotting deserters seriously, do you? Bader, if those folks are all deserters, then who's doing the shooting?
The other woman opened her mouth to speak, closed it. What about Lewis? I reminded them.
Oh, well, it's just that...
She pointed the gloved hand again, this time toward a small copse of trees beside the river's edge.
He's right over there if you want to see for yourself.
You mean he's here now? I asked, surprised.
Yes, sir. Comes down to the river to fish every night. Stays all night, too. He doesn't leave until morning when he...
When he what?
When he sleeps it off, sir.
I see. I thought a minute. Thanks, I said over my shoulder and headed down to the bank. She mumbled something back. I stopped after I had gone several steps and called back to her. How long has this been going on?
A couple of weeks, Mr. Crow,
was shouted back.
Since the shooting started?
There was a brief pause. Then,
why, yes, sir.
Good night, I shouted, before actual conversation threatened. I headed toward the trees. The footing was horrible, I noticed. The grass was damp with dew this close to the water's edge. Not the best time to fish, when any spot you might pick to sit on was wet. But then, what did fishing ever really have to do with Lewis? He slept peacefully, quietly. Except for his breathing, which was slight, he was still as a corpse. He was on his back with his face to the stars. His feet were splayed out at a 45-degree angle from each other. His arms were twisted around with his elbows sticking out at his sides. His hands were underneath his back for some reason, perhaps to keep warm. He looked like a cookie. A drunk cookie, of course. Even from a couple of steps away, I could smell the syntho. There were a couple of jugs beside him, one tipped over on its side and both clearly empty. The fishing gear had been neatly stacked a step away. The line was still dry on the reel.